With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There are some evacuations. Schools are closing. States of emergency declared as Helene, the storm strengthening in the Caribbean Sea, continues moving in the direction of Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis says it could become a major hurricane by the time it makes landfall.
We prepare for the worst. We hope for the best, but we'd rather be prepared and then have it not reach that level than just hope that it doesn't intensify and then be caught not being prepared.
Georgia also getting ready for the storm. Heavy rains forecast for the southeast starting today with a life-threatening storm surge along Florida's entire west coast. As for the actual landfall, it's looking like that will happen tomorrow along the Big Bend region of Florida, but the impact could be felt hundreds of miles away. The sound of warning sirens filled the air in Tel Aviv, warning of an incoming rocket fired from Lebanon by Hezbollah.
The Israeli military says it intercepted the projectile, which set off air raid sirens in the city and across central Israel. And there are no reports of casualties or damage. The military says it struck the site from which the projectile was launched. Hezbollah says it was aiming at Israel's Mossad intelligence agency, which it blames for the targeted killings of its commanders and for wider attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In addition to the Tel Aviv missile, Hezbollah fired hundreds of others in Israel's direction. Also at SRNnews.com, Kamala Harris to visit Pittsburgh today, her fourth trip to the western Pennsylvania region since becoming the Democrats' presidential candidate. Republican standard-bearer Donald Trump rallied in Georgia yesterday, elaborating on his plans for getting the economy back on track, among other things, says he'd like to drop the corporate tax rate to 15%. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 2 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index off 41 points. This is SRN News. The governor of Delaware vetoes assisted suicide.
John Carney has rejected a measure that would have allowed residents of the state to end their lives with the help of a doctor. Carney, a Democrat, says, quote, "I am fundamentally and morally opposed to state law enabling someone, even under tragic and painful circumstances, to take their own life." Pro-life advocates campaigned hard against the bill, which just barely passed the Delaware legislature. Supporters say they will introduce it again next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows that a solid majority of Hispanics in this country believe abortion should be legal in most or all cases. This fact holds no matter what the religious affiliation of a Hispanic American happens to be. According to the poll, about 40% of them identify as Catholic, about one-third as Protestant or other Christian, and about one-quarter identify as being religiously unaffiliated. This is SRN News. Some U.S. lawmakers are steaming over apparent inconsistencies in the price of a popular weight loss drug.
The CEO of Novo Nordisk is in hot water over the rising cost of the company's popular weight loss drugs, Ozempic and Wegovy. Tuesday, senators questioned Lars Jorgensen and demanded answers as to why the U.S. faces a higher price for those drugs than other countries. Novo Nordisk charges $969 per month for Ozempic in the U.S., compared to $155 a month in Canada and just $59 a month in Germany. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Multiple Secret Service failures ahead of the July rally for former President Trump, where a gunman opened fire, were foreseeable, preventable, and directly related to the events resulting in the assassination attempt that day. That's according to a newly released bipartisan Senate investigation. More details, SRNnews.com.